Good morning, Carmel. Welcome to the very first edition of Invisible Issues. I'm your host, Emily Patton. Alongside me is...
Evan Onimus.
And today's topic is homosexuality. To start off this show, last night me and my co-host did a little bit of researching about the topic, and we found that 42% of LGBT youth say the community that they live in isn't accepting of the LGBT people.
Which I personally found very interesting because with gay marriage that has been passed, I feel like a lot of people have started getting into the mindset of, oh, well, we passed gay marriage. That's it, right? When in reality, it's more of just a whole bunch of issues, and that was just one off of the list.
Exactly. And it's not really completely legal because some states such as Kentucky and Michigan, Mississippi, South Dakota, Texas, all those, still won't let their citizens get married if they're homosexual. And 92% of the LGBT youth say that they hear negative messages about being LGBT and they get bullied for it and they commit suicide and all that bad stuff. But over three quarters of the LGBT youth say that they know things will get better.
What I also think is interesting is how, yes, they think it's going to get better, but how with there's been a revival of with RFRAs, the Religious Freedom Acts, which I feel like have been trying to take a stand against stuff like, especially with wedding cakes, because I know that's the one industry is the cake business where they can refuse service. And they still really consider it more of a lifestyle rather than just it's part of who they are.
Exactly. They can't change that. That's who they are. And another thing that was really interesting was when I looked up information about homosexuality, most of the research that came back up for me was like hotlines to suicide hotlines and stuff and like help and like how you can prevent like self-harm and stuff like that, which I found was really deeply sad because you shouldn't feel like you're like not accepted in the community.
Well, it's really saddening, especially because, I mean, as teenagers, you already are feeling completely out of place in your environment.
Yeah.
And add to the fact that for those in the LGBT community, it's negative. And they have to worry about so much more things. And if they just don't feel safe, I mean, that takes, you know, the years of being a teenager, which, you know, you can say are the best or the worst years and can just make them terrible.
Exactly. All right. Well, we're going to end this segment off. And up next is Clint Eastwood by The Gorillaz. Stay tuned in to hear Kiki Williams come in and talk about her experience.
In between breaks, you're talking about interesting segment done by John Oliver. For those of you who might not know, John Oliver hosts a show on HBO, Last Week Now with John Oliver, and he has his own YouTube channel, and he puts out very comedic and informative segments every Sunday at 11:45. Very convenient for those of us who need our sleep. And he did one very recently talking about LGBT issues, and one thing I thought was interesting was how he talked about, even though now gay marriage is legal, well, you can get married on Saturday, post pictures of it on social media on Sunday, and then on Monday, you can still get evicted and fired just for being part of that community. And, I mean, that's one thing that's deeply troubling because that's definitely just a huge thing. I mean, rights that are not secured, the fact that you can get fired, get evicted, you're really not safe, even though people think, we're getting closer to fixing these issues. And, I mean, there's still just so much more work to go.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Up next, we have a little promo for you guys, and then Kiki Williams will come on to talk about her experience. Welcome back to Invisible Issues. I'm your host, Emily Patton. Alongside me, I have Evan.
Hello.
And in the studio with us today, we have Kiki.
Hey.
And today, we're going to ask her some questions about her homosexuality. And when did you first realize you were homosexual?
Actually, pretty young. I was 6th grade, and yeah, I mean, I knew it. I never actually came out or anything, but yeah. knew it then.
How did you publicize your homosexuality?
It was freshman year, and it was, like, the beginning of freshman year, and then I decided that now was probably the time, and yeah, so I just came out to a few close friends, and then by, like, the end of that week, everybody knew.
Yeah.
Because word travels fast.
Did those, like, your friends and your family and everyone support you?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there were a couple people that were a little iffy about it, but, you know, that's going to happen. But other than that, yeah, most people were pretty supportive.
So what was the hardest thing for you to deal with? Like, you know, we talk about stereotypes. We talk about a lot of persecution and prejudice. Like, how has that affected you?
Since I'm really young, a lot of it hasn't affected me yet, but I am preparing myself for when it does, for when I'm older and stuff like that happens. But there hasn't been many places. I mean, there have been, I mean, since the new bill and everything, there has been a couple places that have been like, hey, don't eat here, you know? But other than that, nothing really significant has happened.
So what would you say you have been doing to prepare?
I'm just kind of like mentally preparing. I'm telling myself, you know, this is going to happen, but it, in the long run, it's not going to hurt you because you're better than that. Stuff like that, you know.
It's always good to do. Welcome back, Carmel. This is Invisible Issues. I'm your host, Emily Patton. Alongside me is Evan Anonymous. And in the studio today, we have Kiki Williams with us. And Kiki, what's an experience that anyone could benefit from with dealing with your homosexuality?
Recently, there was a rally because of the bill that Pence passed. And there was this huge rally, and it was downtown. And just seeing everybody in Indiana from the LGBT community all gathered in one place for something that affects all of us was really cool. And it made me want to make... Try to make a difference just like they were. So we were down there for, me and my friend were down there all day, and seeing everybody was, it was moving. It was great.
That's awesome.
So how do you feel about Carmel, the high school, and just the LGBT community here?
I think it's a pretty chill community. I'm pretty sure everybody I've come in contact with has been like, oh, you like girls? That's cool. Whatever. Do your thing. I've only met one or two people in the entire high school that have been like, oh, really? You know, everybody's just like, cool, whatever. You do you.
Yeah. So you've never experienced like bullying or anything, really? Mm-hmm. Not hardcore?
No.
That's good. That's good. We're accepting here.
And welcome back to Invisible Issues. I am your co-host, Evan Anonymous, with our host, Emily Patton, and
Hello.
Our special guest, Kiki Williams.
Hi.
So, Kiki, what do you worry about after high school and, you know, related to that? Because you did talk about how you were preparing. And it was a lot of mental work. But is there anything else that you're going, that you're planning on doing?
Yeah, I'm planning. I really want to go to college. And my like only worry with college is if I go somewhere and it's out of state, and then you know they're not accepting there, and I have to deal with all of that.
Yeah, you go to like a state that doesn't legalize it or something like that, legalize the gay marriage, even though technically, you know, we talked about that earlier. All right. The other question that we have for you is, what is something you want the audience to know about homosexuality?
Honestly, homosexuality is not, like, the biggest deal in the world. There are more interesting things about people than who they want to hold hands with or who they want to be with in the, for the rest of their lives.
I like that.
I think that's good. That's a good way to put it. So, we talked earlier about, like, you how, like, if you didn't belong, you said no. But, so, have you ever faced stereotyping, or do you know, like, a lot about people who have been faced with stereotyping?
Yeah, I think stereotyping is a big part of, like, why LGBT communities feel pressured or, you know, they don't feel great about themselves or something like that, because stereotyping makes people think that they have to fit into a certain category. So, like, if you're a lesbian, then you have to either be, like, a butch or you have to be a femme, so you have to be all girly, and or you have to be, like, basically a guy, or, like, with... guys with the gay guys, and they have to be like really flamboyant, and they have to be, you know. So I think that might be one problem with stereotyping,
when all you have to be is just yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, thank you so much, Kiki, for coming on. Me and Evan will be right back after this short break. All right, welcome back to Invisible Issues. We had Kiki Williams come on the show earlier, and I just wanted to give her a shout-out. She was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, Kiki. And during the break, Evan, you had a story you wanted to tell about where you were in your situation when you first heard that gay marriage was legalized.
Yeah, I did. So what happened was I was on a 21-day camping trip, and we left around June 19th, June 20th. And so gay marriage was legalized while I was away. So I actually didn't hear about it until much later. But what I thought was interesting was how I was in the middle of the wilderness when I first heard the news. And, you know, I had no idea, like, what actually just happened. I just knew that it got legalized. And this was just from some random guy who said it offhandedly. Because it was several days after, I believe. It was very early July, like July 3rd, July 4th. And so you know, when someone says that to you, but you have no idea. It just hit me because it was like, wow, that happened. And, well, to me, what was exciting was how it managed to go all the way into the backcountry into a place where you don't have something like service and where you're truly just disconnected from the world.
That is really cool. That's really, really cool. All right. And did you have anything else you wanted to share real quick before we end this show?
I guess we never really got to talk about the history.
We didn't.
And how what was weird is how it used to be thought about as a mental illness.
Yeah, that didn't sit well with me.
I kind of want to know where it came in as to, this is a mental illness. Like, where did I want to know where the research came in for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And also how, it apparently used to be a thing to do something called conversion therapy, which you could probably akin to torture, but it was just basically conditioning them to be afraid of the same sex. And, I mean, it's truly horrifying to think that even in this day and age, we would still attempt to do things like that.
Yeah, that's not okay. I don't like that. All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in to Invisible Issues. Tune in next Tuesday, September 8th, to hear me and Evan talk about another big social issue. Up next, we have A Line in the Dirt by Eels.